It's All Things Considered. I'm Dave Lawrence, and today we've got guitar virtuoso Stanley Jordan back with us ahead of 6:30 and 9 p.m. shows tonight at the Blue Note, and they're very special concerts, too, we'll hear as we welcome Stanley back now. Aloha, my brother. Thanks for doing this.
Aloha. Thank you. I'm so happy to be returning.
And we were really blessed that one time when we had you in the studio, too, but this is a very special show.
Oh, yeah.
I know this means a lot to you, too. Stanley Jordan plays Jimmy, and that's as in Jimmy Hendrix. So what's going to be happening at these shows?
Yes, technically it's a Jimi Hendrix tribute. That's true. But my agent always tells me, don't call it that because it's so much more. So on one level, I try to be as faithful to the Jimmy we know. So I try to look like him. I dress like him. I approach it as an actor as well as a musician. But when it comes to the music, it's my fantasy Jimi Hendrix concert if he were still alive and playing today.
Wow.
Certainly my own musical personality is in there, but I think because I learned his music at such a young age, I feel that I can take liberty with it and still be true to the essence. Some may disagree, I don't know, but that's where I'm coming from with this. It's my sincere effort to revisit his music in a way that maybe sheds new light on it. Because I really think that if Jimmy had lived longer, there's a lot of things that people would understand, that maybe there's areas where there's misunderstanding or incomplete understanding, because his full development as a human being would have come through. Let me just say this. I'm just going to put it out there, okay? I feel that Jimmy embodies all of the greatest things about America. You have the fierce independence, the Wild West, the individualism. That's important to America, and that obviously we know about Jimmy. They said, why do you wear all those crazy clothes and stuff? And he said, because I'm tired of the same old thing, you know? You also have the creativity. Part of the reason why American music has become so important around the world is because of the creativity. A lot of that comes from the intermixing of all the different influences, the sort of multiculturalism of America. And Jimmy certainly embodies that, even just from his DNA and all the different mixes, as well as culturally, all the different influences he had. And that adventurism, the fact that he went out there, he joined the army, he traveled all around the USA, he went to England to get his career off the ground. And then you have the whole love and peace thing. You know, people have different views, and it gets dicey sometimes when you talk about politics, but I think it's really important to point out that despite errors that America may have made here and there, America has really held this world peace thing together pretty well, I would say, for the last 70 or 80 years or whatever. We're in like a difficult period now, but overall, we've had relative stability in the world. It's the thing they call the Pax Americana. So what it points out is that peace doesn't have a political bias. Peace is something that's universal. And I think that when people started rolling their eyes and saying, oh, this whole love and peace thing, this is some kooky liberalism, that's when I really feel that America began to lose its way. I'm just putting it out there. This is my sincere opinion here, and that I feel that if we can revisit that moment when love and peace was the number one message that was getting out there, and that's the world that Jimmy comes from, and that's the world that Jimmy was trying his most to promote, if we can revisit that, then I feel that we can start to find our way again. And so there's so many levels where I feel that the Jimmy Show, by celebrating him as a human being and his message and his purpose, beyond just the amazing music that he played, I think the time is right to do that. And that's part of the reason why I'm feeling so good about doing this now. The idea was there all along, but now I feel like it's the time to really bring this out.
Really sounds like you're trying to bring more than just the music and the presentation, but actually get to that spiritual level that you feel Jimmy was at.
Right, and he said, you know, toward the end of his life, you know, he wanted to do this thing called the Electric Sky Church. That's the point, is that music does have a spiritual value. And that spiritual value transcends any kind of religious or theological doctrine. Jazz or any kind of deeply improvisational music addresses that. So when you're an improviser, like Jimi Hendrix, then you're really into the moment.
On that improvisational note, I remember one time in the studio, you went over to our piano, our Bösendorfer piano, and it was like a guitar and piano piece you just kind of, you made up as you sat there. And so thinking about these concerts, how much does it factor into these shows that you're doing with the Jimmy?
It factors in completely, very much. I mean, we've got tight arrangements. We sort of caress the contours of his compositions in a sincere and loving way. But then we go off from there. And we like to celebrate some of his lesser-known compositions that were kind of more open-ended, like, for example, 1983, A Merman I Shall Turn to Be. There's a whole section from Electric Ladyland, the original version, that's very much reminiscent of, like, The Grateful Dead, like, space kind of jam kind
right.
of stuff, you know?
Right.
We love to do that part. Then we've got more tightly arranged things like Foxy Lady and all that. But we definitely do open the music up, and every performance is unique.
And as a final note, Stanley, because it sounds like you've really been studying Jimmy in so many different ways, are there any questions that you'd have for him? If you could ask Jimmy something, what would it be?
Wow. I would say when it comes to the music, wow. You know, I
gotcha. I love it.
I know. That's a really awesome question. What would my question be? I would say it's kind of very specific, but still, it is something that I've been wondering. I would say, hey, Jimmy, you know, I noticed that for some of your more recent stuff, you've incorporated some kind of Middle Eastern kind of scales and sounds. Do you feel that that's going to be a big direction for you? Like, are you looking to work with artists from the Middle East or someplace like that? And do you feel that that is part of your mission of bringing the world together?
That's interesting.
I would love to ask him that.
If I could set one interview up, yeah. I'd love to put the two of you together in like little green room at the Blue Note and just mm-hmm. kind of watch it.
Well, you know, one of my heroes is Jean Houston. I just think she's awesome. And she did this one interview talking about her roots. And she said that her dad was a comedy writer. And he had a friend who was a ventriloquist. And they went to visit the friend. And they walked in on him having a conversation with his dummy. And her dad was like, well, what are you, I don't understand what you're doing. And he said, I can't really explain it, but the dummy knows things that I don't know. And so I asked the dummy ultimate questions, like the meaning of life and things like that. And the dummy gives me like really deep answers that I wouldn't have thought of on my own. And she was maybe 7 or 8 at the time. And that set her on this path because she realized there are states of consciousness where you can tap in to information that your sort of immediate brain doesn't know. But just this idea that you can tap into these things through these altered states. And I mean, for me, sometimes I do say a prayer to Jimi Hendrix and I say, if you want to play an earth guitar again tonight, if you missed that experience, you can play through me. No problem. Go ahead, play through me tonight. And, you know, I don't know. It's so mysterious. Is that what actually happens? I don't know. But I do know that that helps me to get into the state where I really feel like I'm authentically connecting with the essence of his music.
I'll watch you very closely at these shows, knowing about that prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You're very open to what could be out there and what is beyond. I love talking to you, Stanley. I'm looking forward to these concerts.
Thank you so much, Dave. Reality is deeper than the surface.
That's
level.
Right. That's right.
Now, however you understand that, however you define it, music helps us to tap into those deeper levels of life.
I get it.
Thanks so much.
Had a lot of fun today. Be safe, Stanley.
You too, Dave. Thanks.
You make me want to jump up and scream.